Well, this morning we're going to talk archery this morning with Justin Williams, who's the coach at the Atlantic Archery Club. And I know along with the club and the foundation that's been set up to help support the club financially, they've got an awful lot of community support. And we'll talk that this morning. Justin, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
Pretty exciting stuff when you get that kind of community support.
Yes, it is. It's been awesome to see the parents and the community step up behind these young people. And it's been interesting to see how everything's worked and how many people are willing to support us in this endeavor that we're trying to accomplish here.
Well, and we've talked recently about the Atlantic Archery Club and their opportunity to participate in the National Archery Tournament coming up here very soon in the early part of May. But, you know, one thing is to qualify and actually be invited to participate in the event. Another thing is to be able to physically attend the event because it takes money to do that.
Yeah, you're looking at anywhere from $7,500 to $10,000, to depending on how big your team is and all the things that you have to prepare for, meals, transportation, all of that. And so we've been working on really pushing that with a recent bow raffle that we held with Pheasants Forever, sponsored by Detter Motor Company, and really successful, raised over $7,300 for that. The BTW and the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab and Choice Printing all helped us get the raffle up and going, and we've received some other support in that as well, with the Atlantic Kiwanis and Hy-Vee, Camel Mechanical, Don Sontag, and several other small contributors as well. So it's been really successful, but we're not quite there yet. We're still looking for some donations if anybody wants to donate. So it's been a fun endeavor, though.
Are you surprised how well that bow raffle went?
I really am. I'm surprised at how hard the kids worked. You know, sometimes in a small community, you depend on the businesses too much for these things, and this was a chance for us to maybe not so much depend on our local business community, but the community as a whole, and had small, you know, a small donation of $10 basically got you a raffle ticket, and you were able to help support the club. And I was really amazed at how hard the kids worked to sell tickets and get out there and get the support raised.
You bet. Well, I know the Atlantic Booster Club has been supportive as well, as you would expect with a local group like this. But, you know, in addition, the Archery Club Foundation here locally, it's largely parents and supporters, isn't it?
Yeah, the Archery Club Foundation kind of was set up a couple months ago to help support the Archery Club, mainly parents that are working that at this time, trying to find ways to support the club and work with the different civic organizations here in town. And so the parents have really stepped up, and, you know, we had a parents meeting just last night and or a couple nights ago, and that went really, really well for getting the parents involved, and they're kind of taking ownership in it. We're seeing more and more of those individuals that are on that committee become actual coaches or get certified to coach archery. We recently had a class here and had a couple parents take that. So it's really nice to see the parents stepping up and kind of making this a great opportunity for the kids to participate and kind of giving those individuals a chance to have some ownership within the program.
Well, it's a lifelong skill, too.
Yes, it definitely is. It's something that these kids can take out of school. You know, not only does it work on mathematics and science with the kids individually, but as they grow and they get older, that's something they can participate in. We have the Atlantic Archers here in town that sponsor 3D shoots and Friday night shoots at W&S, and so the kids are able to make some connections to the outdoors, and it's been interesting just watching these kids grow. Some of them now are taking part in 4-H and FFA shooting sports, and so some of the students who may not have participated in other events are now participating in events, and that's fostering them into trying newer things. Like we had 4 or 5 girls who had never participated in a high school athletic, and now they're doing tennis and track and some of those things. So it's really kind of breeding into some success that we're very proud of.
Excellent. Well, I know you've got a pretty salty group here of youngsters who are going to head off to the national tournament. Can you run them down for us?
Yeah, the group includes Jordan Zarbano, Taylor Kirshner, Logan Russell, Heather Friend, Brandon Westphalen, Bailey Rowland, Tom and Jessen, Colin Julesgaard, Kenny Jimerson, Nathan Gray, Carly Westphalen, Luke Frisbee, Alexa Schulte, Tyler Petty, Dustin Drager, Mariah Stillen, Dawson Drager, Derek Drager, Clayton Gibson, Kyle Redenbaugh, Camilla Colton, Paige Williams, Tyler Kirky, and Zach Westphalen.
Very good. That's how did they qualify for the national meet?
Well, normally what has to happen is you have to shoot a specific score of 30.99 or better out of a maximum score of 3,600 as a team. And essentially what happened this year was that our state tournament was cut into about a third of what it normally is. And you usually have to shoot that score at the state tournament. However, we weren't able to attend just because of our geographic location and being able to shoot qualify for the state tournament. So nationals went off of our score from other tournaments that we participated in, and that allowed us to go and shoot down at nationals. And I would, you know, if we were one through, if there were four seeds, we'd be a four seed in this tournament. You know, it's our goal is to finish in the top 50, but our score has went up by over 500 as a team in the season. We started out just at around 2,700, and we're right below 3,200 this year as our final score for the season. So if we can shoot in that 3,200 range, we're going to be considered the top 50 team in the nation, and I think that's pretty awesome for the kids in their second year of archery.
What will this experience be like for them?
It's going to be like nothing they've ever participated in. You know, our state tournament had maybe 1,000 archers in it. This national tournament, which is the biggest organized archery shoot in the world, has 12,880 shooters in a three-day event. And to explain how that's going to be, it's going to be about 450 kids lined up in a line shooting at the same time every hour on the hour.
Wow. That is going to be quite the experience.
It's going to be interesting. And the kids get to participate in a 3D tournament down there as well. So there's more than one tournament that we're participating in. It's going to be an interesting event for the kids to go see and experience. But, you know, we've been talking a lot lately that we really want to keep our competitiveness, and we've set a goal to be in the top 50 in the nation. And if we can do that, I think that just kind of tells you where our program is in its second year.
Absolutely. And the money that's raised, it's for the usual things when kids go off to participate in tournament-type activities. You're talking about housing, food, transportation, the usual stuff?
Yep, that's the main point. If we were to get a mass amount of donations, what would end up happening is that would provide further opportunities down there. And then if we were to go, you know, in excess, then anything in excess that we don't use at the national tournament is going to go right back into equipment, which our Rotary Club recently donated $3,000 to fund equipment just for our group for the next couple years, which is awesome. That's going to set us up and really make things, as we hold tournaments here in Atlantic, much better for us.
Well, that's a lot of great support there. And if folks would like to help out with more donations, because, you know, until the money is spent, you never know how much exactly you're going to need until you incur all those expenses. So if folks would like to donate more, Justin, how can they go about doing that?
Well, they could get a hold of me at the school, 712-243-3535, and I can talk them through that. Or if they would like to email me, it's jwilliams@atlanticiaschools.org. Any one of those numbers can get a hold of me, or Kelly Jimerson up at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. If they know Clint Rowland or Dent Petty, the other coaches, they can get a hold of them as well. So anybody who'd like to donate or want to find out more information, the Atlantic Archery Club Foundation is a nonprofit and is registered with the state. So it's all a legit situation, and we're pretty open in terms of our financial, what our financials are. So,
well, it's pretty exciting when you look at the list of donors. In addition to the raffle that brought so much money into the program, you know, you've got clubs, you've got businesses, you've got individuals. Just a good cross section.
It really has been. It's been really refreshing to see how well our community has received this, and we haven't put a lot of publicity out there about nationals until we knew for sure we were going and everything was approved. And it's just been awesome to see how our community has stepped up to support these young individuals. And it's kind of providing them an opportunity that's not going to be there all the time, but an opportunity for them, a lot of kids, to do something that they've never been a part of.
Excellent. Great experience for the youngsters. Well, appreciate all the support so far. And if folks would like to do more, again, get on the bus and help those folks out as best you can so they can get on the bus and head off to the national meet. Justin, thanks so much for your time and continued success with the program.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks to KJN for covering us on this. We really appreciate it.